Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
A little child, accompanying his father to a cemetery, noticed that on most gravestones were two dates separated by a hyphen. "Daddy," he asked, "what's the dash between the two numbers?" The father explained, "Well, the first number represents the date when the person was born. The second represents the date when he died." "Yes," asked the little child, "but what's the dash?" "Oh," says the father, "that represents the person's life." It's disconcerting when you think of your life as a dash, a black mark of carbon on a piece of paper or a short line chiseled into a piece of granite. It also brings home the reality that life at its longest is pretty short. "What is your life?" asked James, the half-brother of Christ. The answer? "You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." Question: how are you living your dash? Satisfied with what is happening, or would you like to have more between those two dates that someday will signify the length of your existence on earth? Some people are cynical when it comes to life. "Meaningless, meaningless, everything is meaningless." So wrote the author of Ecclesiastes in the Bible, reflecting the cynicism that sinks like a fog over existence. Others, sometimes known as existentialists, say that life has meaning only as you create it. Their dash is only what they make of it. So how does your dash, that is your life, take on meaning which takes it beyond the hyphen of two dates, whether they are on your grave marker or a biographical entry in a dictionary? The answer includes how you got here and what happens to you beyond your dash. Okay, what does that mean? If you were created by God, the issue of purpose comes into the picture. Why are you here? For what purpose did the Creator allow you to be born? George Gallup, the poll taker, says that the question of existence, what your dash is all about, is the number one issue with people today. It is little wonder that Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life, has become a bestseller and is now translated into a number of languages. The Bible says you are not an accident, a chance happening, but a person created in the image of God. This means you are body, soul, and spirit, not a dash of black carbon or a mark between two dates. Because of that, you need the element of God's personal presence in your life. When God fills that empty place in your life, your dash takes on definition, purpose, and expectancy that goes far beyond the date at the end of your dash. If there should be any biographical entry in terms of the 21st century for Jesus Christ, it would probably read 3 BC-30 AD. What does that mean? Allowing for errors in our calendar, Jesus would have been born, and the dash of his life, the years he lived, would have ended about 30 AD. But that event was only a mark, like the knot on a sailor's rope. It wasn't the end. Death couldn't claim him. 3 days later, he rose from the grave, and he said, "Because I live, you shall live also." Going back to that initial question, how are you living your dash? That is, your life. Are you satisfied? Do you wish there were more, feeling that you've missed something? You can have a purpose. Don't be satisfied with a hyphen or a dash which is flat and empty. There is more. Find it for yourself.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.